Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Riggs and Allie, we're just discussing the whole hugging, non-hugging, people that aren't comfortable with you hugging them.
It's different now.
It is.
Times are different. We got to have more awareness about this.
Yeah.
And as somebody texted and I said, I'm such a hugger. I love to hug everyone. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm realizing that not everyone wants a hug. Even if they're just a fan of the radio station, they still don't want to hug because not everybody wants to be touched and they're allowed that freedom. It's their body, you know, their space. So I'm trying to be more aware and not just grab people and hug them like I used to. It's a little aggressive, right? Yeah. I'm grabbing them like a rag doll, flinging them around.
But your bear hugs are very nice. I enjoy your bear hugs, but I'm also a hugger.
Yeah, we're huggers.
Exactly.
We're friends, though. But imagine somebody you don't know. And so I'm trying to just change how I approach people. And you can ask if you can give them a hug.
Yeah, do you mind if I hug you? Is that okay?
I loved this text, though, that said, I'm glad you came to the realization about hugging others, Allie, especially strangers. You could trigger a traumatic event for them. I've learned this in my social work schooling. We've been taught not to hug people because of the trauma they may have experienced. You don't know what you're triggering with somebody. So fair enough. I mean, someone's been assaulted or anything or touched, whatever. They don't want to be touched. I can't. That's you. You're allowed,
of course.
Let them live.
And if you feel awkward about it, you say, you know what? When you meet somebody, hey, I'm a hugger. I don't know about you. Say it like that. That way it's not awkward. Yeah. And they say, you know what? I'm not. Okay, cool. Let's shake hands. Move about your business.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't have to be awkward for anybody.
Right. But it's hard for me. Wouldn't it be hard for you, Gibbons?
100%.
That I'm saying this out loud because you're such a hugger.
I love hugs. And I know,
we're like huggy people.
I know.
We're
huggy people. You want to hug the world.
I'm on the fence. You might be a sketchy character.
That's what I mean. Riggs would totally go without the hug and be fine.
I could.
Totally.
799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. You're calling about the hugs?
I'm actually all for it. My six-year-old loves to do random acts of kindness, and he actually wears a free hug shirt.
Aww.
And when he hands out, like, flowers or gift cards or whatever, he'll wear his free hug shirt, and they'll get the flower, but the first thing they'll see is his shirt and say, can I get a hug? Can I get a hug?
You know what?
And that was, like, their favorite part of everything is getting that free hug from a little kid.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, a kid doesn't feel threatening. A kid's easy to hug, you know what I mean?
It's not to all people.
Riggs doesn't want the kid hug, I guess.
Keep your little petri dish away from me. I'm sorry. You kind of have a thing, though.
He's got cute dimples. He's a cutie pie.
There's germs in those dimples. Well, it's kind of like free samples at a store, right? They ask you if you'd like a free sample, but you know that they're there. I like the free hugs concept, so I think that's nice. It makes it approachable. If you want a hug, come get one.
It's up to you.
It's up to you, though.
Exactly. It's kind of like that implied consent. Like, hey, mom's right there to help him.
Yes. I see that.
Fair enough.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's at the end of the day. Ask for hugs.
I love these texts, though. Somebody said, I'm a non-hugger. It's Marie from Milwaukee. She said, I put my hand out right away for a handshake to signal them that I only want hand contact.
Oh.
Somebody else said, Allie, I don't want to hug my mother-in-law, but I'll hug you any day. Bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else said, can we talk about handshakes? Come on now. Seriously? Handshakes now? They said, can we talk about handshakes?
That they don't want a handshake either. Well, there's... I don't know what to say to that.
Gibbons and I. Gibbons thinks a handshake is more intimate than a hug, which I think is ridiculous. A hug is way more intimate.
You bringing it up is making my palms sweat. No way.
You said... Gibbons, let me get this straight.
Yes.
You said shaking a hand is just as intimate as hugging.
You're tripping, dude. It's skin on skin contact. No. I don't know if you just went to the bathroom, didn't wipe your hands, and now I've got your germs on my hands. If I touch my eye, I'm going to get pink eye.
We're pushed. Our bodies are pushed together. My face
is
next.
Your face is against your face.
I can breathe on the back of your neck. That's weird. That's way more intimate.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking about breathing on the back of my neck, and I'm getting all hot and bothered. Emphasis on hot over here.
No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't give you consent.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.